I was raised in a CSI, that stands for Church of South India, background, which resembles the Lutheran church here. My father was addicted to smoking and drinking, which led to an abusive behavior. He was an accountant in a tea estate, and my mother was a teacher who kept the family running with her paltry income. My mother was firm in faith and ensured we had daily family prayers. It is her birthday today. In spite of the hardship and abuse from father's drinking issues, she prayed with faith for him to be saved. We grew up watching her unwavering love and support, and she instilled the need for God in our lives at an early age. We prayed earnestly and believed God can change my father. And it happened miraculously on May 1st, 1985.
Amen.
He fasted and prayed that day, and by the grace of God, he was saved and never returned to smoking or drinking. In fact, on that day, he stopped. No one can do that. If they're a chain smoker and a drinker, they get back to it. But he was able to stop that, and he never returned to that. Life changed afterwards, and we were a tight-knit family with love for God and his word. I don't have a single point which led to my led to me accept Jesus as my Savior. It was progressive, and obviously from all these miracles that was happening from my life, I knew that God was in work. And from personally reading and meditating verses from the Bible, and listening to my parents share from the Word in family devotions, I knew Jesus came and died for my sins, and that none of my good works, however good they may be, will be sufficient to take me to heaven. Throughout my life, God worked wonders and confirmed the need for Jesus as my Savior. I vividly remember one April night in 1998, as I was preparing for my first year engineering exams, I had a bad attack of asthma. I used to attend a prayer cell in our college, and a godly friend of mine used to lead them. I went over to his room, and we both knelt down and prayed in faith for God's healing, and he graciously did. I woke up the next morning completely healed and never to have an attack of asthma until this day. I'm still a work in progress and a broken vessel in spite of several hardships and trials that have and will come up in my life. I'm glad I have a Savior who watches over me and the assurance that I have that I'll be in heaven one day.